We're learning tonight should be in Schuss Refu Shlema to Shoshana Basleya. I had a very big surgery today in Chicago. This week's Parsha, Parsha Zachacha, we're introduced to Avram Avinu, the first Jew of the entire planet. And we know from Rav Tzadok and from other tzaddikim that the first time a word is mentioned in the Torah, that is the root, that is the most important type of thing. Whenever you want to know something about that word, something about the root of that word, whatever that word means, you have to go to the first time that it says. So how much more so, Avraham Avinu, if we want to see what a Jew is, we want to see the DNA, the makeup of a Jew, we have to look into Avraham Avinu. The Pasuk writes in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, Vayipol Avram Al Panov, Vayidaber Ito Elokim Lemor. The Pasuk says, the Torah tells us, Avram fell upon his face, and Hashem spoke with him, saying, Rabbi Razner Shlita, my Rebbe quotes the famous hadith from the Meshech Chachma. If you look throughout the whole Parsha, Chodesh Baruch Hu's talking to Avram Avinu the whole time. Hashem tells Avram to do this, he does that. Why doesn't he fall on his face all the other times? Why Dafka, right now, does Avram Avinu fall upon his face? And Rashi tells us, Mimora Hashchina, Sha'ad Loma Lohaya Bakoach Lamo. Right, and up until now, he didn't have the koach be able to stand up. Why? Because he didn't have the bris milah. So that's why he fell. So why didn't he fall the whole parsha before? Why was he just falling right now? That's the first question. Why did Avraham Avinu fall upon his face now? Why didn't he fall upon his face earlier in the parsha when the Chodesh Baruch was telling him all of his other conversations? The second question. Torah brings down in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yudal. Yishma Avram ki nishba achi vayarek es chanichav yilide veso shmon asar l'shosh meyos v'yedov adon. Avram heard that his brother Lot was taken captive, his nephew, and he armed his initiates who had been born in his house, 318, and he gave chase as far as Dun. Rashi brings down chanichav shechinech oson the mitzvos. Chanichav comes from the lashon that he was mechanic them in mitzvahs. The famous rabbi, the Piyazetz Narebi, the Eish Kodesh, was his yortzeit this week, on the first page of his famous sefer, Chovas HaTamidim, brings down this exact Rashi, and he brings down that the word chinuch is the lashon of lashon haschal. It's the beginning. Right? Mechanchin comes from the lashon of haschal, of beginning. Where does the Rebbe get this from? That chanoch chinuch means beginning. So we have one question: why did Avraham Avinu fall on his face, and no other times in the Torah did he fall on his face before when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him? And here, why does the Rebbe say that chinuch is lashon haschal? So to be able to go through the questions in order, Meshech Chachma famously brings down on Parshas Lech Lecha, why did Avraham Avinu just fall upon his face right then? If you look at the pasuk before in Perek Yudzayin, pasuk Beis, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what is Hakadosh Baruch Hu telling Avraham Avinu to do? Hisalech lefan veheisomim ve'edna brisi beiniu beinecha ve'arba uscha b'mam od. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu the famous commandment of bris milah. Before this, explains the Meshech Chachma, Avraham Avinu, you know, the Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. There was one mitzvah he didn't do yet. And what was that mitzvah? That mitzvah is bris milah. As Chazal tell us, Gadol mitzvah is ve'osa, v'mishe'enu mitzvah ve'osa. Someone who does the mitzvah when he's commanded to do it and does the mitzvah is on a greater level than someone who does the mitzvah and doesn't do it. Avraham Avinu waited until HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to do the bris milah. And then he was able to go upon it and be able to do the bris milah. And then why does it say that Avraham Avinu fell upon his face? Because before the whole other times in the Torah, he wasn't an oral, he wasn't a non-circumcised person. He wasn't mitzvah in it. He wasn't commanded in the mitzvah. Once upon he fell, he got the commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then explains the Meshech Chachma, that's why Avraham Avinu felt embarrassed, and that's when he fell upon his face. So that answers our first question. Why did Avraham Avinu fall upon his face? Right only then? Because right then, he was dafka commanded to do bris milah, and he was so embarrassed that he didn't do the bris milah yet. But he was waiting. He was waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment.
to be able to do the bris milah, because we know bris milah is a mitzvah that you're only allowed, you're a person's only able to do once. Then Avraham Avinu felt a certain urgency once he was commanded to do it. Then that's why he fell upon his face. The second question is how the Rebbe explains that chinuch is lashon aschala. We know the famous pasuk in Mishlei. The Rebbe brings down chanoch lenar al pidarko gam kiyaskin lo yasir mimeno. We should educate a child according to their way, so when they're older, they won't veer from it. Explains the Ish Kodesh, explains the Pizetz and Rebbe, whose yahrzeit it was this week. When a parent brings up a child a certain way, and he dafka tends to their needs, specifically to them, their details and their strengths and their weaknesses, not only does it help them succeed when they're younger, but it also helps them succeed when they're older. What does it mean? Chanoch lenar al pi darko gam ki yaskim lo yasir mimana? That even when they're older, and even when things get old, right? Gam ki yaskim, even when they get older and their davening gets old and their learning gets old, chanoch lenar, but their haschala started strong. Their chinuch started strong. Beginnings, chinuch. Chinuch is lashon haschal because that's what chinuch is. Chinuch is the root word for chinuch is haschal because they go hand in hand. You can't have chinuch without haschal. You can't have chinuch without a beginning, and you can't have beginning without a chinuch because they're one and the same. When you ask a parent, why is your child such a good child? I remember in camp, there was always this one family. Their kid was good. The best kid year after year. And one of my friends went over to the parents and said, I don't understand. Every kid is good year after year. And then they blushed and didn't give us an answer. But in a sense, we felt chanoch lenar al pi darko, that every single kid was viewed on their own surface, but each one of them, at their beginning of their creation, at their haschala, had a tremendous upbringing. To talk about beginnings for a minute, the Sefer called Sirus Bavos Hashem brings down, why is it that we, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Or HaChaim and Simon Kof Aleph, Sif Aleph, that if a person doesn't have kavana for the first brach of Shemona Esrei, it's Ma'akevis? Why? So he says from Sadiqim, why? Because if a person doesn't have kavana in the first brach of Shemona Esrei, he's not going to be able to daven Shemona Esrei in the best way possible. Why? Because the first bracha is the beginning. The first bracha sets the tone. It sets the way how it's going to be for the rest of Shemona Esrei. It sets the attitude, what the environment, the culture. Every teacher knows that first day of class determines everything. Every camper in camp knows that first day is everything. When you hear the rules, what you can and can't do, determines everything. That's why the Sefer, Sichas Bavos Hashem, quotes the Rav Moshe of Sarvan, who brings down the Pasuk, brings down the Shemos Yud Gimel Amad Beis, Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Kadesh li b'kol b'chor lihu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, sanctify every firstborn for me. What does the Rebbe explain? Da mekadesh kol reishis l'kadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who is mekadesh every beginning to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shezeu inyon b'chor ben arishon. Al zeh amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lihu. Someone who makes the beginning for me. Someone who understands the beginning is all about me. Lihu. I want them to be close to me. I want them to be part of me. Avraham Avinu. He's the start of all the Jewish people. He's the beginning of all Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is the Haschala. Avraham Avinu knew the children that he was building. He knew the nation he was building. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that all his children will be like the stars in Shemayim. Avraham Avinu felt this responsibility that the beginning was all about the beginning. The beginning was everything. The beginning would determine who his children would be and who his children were going to be in their entire lives. And for a marriage, specifically by the chuppah, there's no bigger thing I could say in someone's life that determines everything. We know that the Zohar and the Arizal bring down Rabbi of Young Israel, Lawrence Cedarhurst. He quoted this, the Zohar and the Arizal, last week. He said that all of the grandparents and all the children come to the chuppah. That's the beginning. It's the start of everything. The chuppah is the start of everything. But every single day of a marriage should be a new chuppah. Every single day of marriage should be a new enactment of a chuppah. And Bezer Hashem, we should learn this message from Avraham Avinu about to learning that the beginning, haschala, be able to wait to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in our lives, to realize that the beginning is everything. And once we see Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, we sanctify at the beginning in our lives, Li Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want them for me. Then we could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're making our grandfather Avraham Avinu proud, and we're making our great-grandfather, quote-unquote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud. And Mir Tashem now, going into these cold days of the winter, every single day we should wake up with a sense of urgency. We should wake up in our lives, and every single thing we do in our lives should be a sense with this renewedness, always understanding the beginning of our day, as Hashem sets the tone for everything, the beginning of our Shemona Esrei set the tone for everything. And Yimrit Hashem, take this message from Avraham Avinu about the importance of what a beginning means to the Jewish people.